But we call them ground peas back in our day.
Yeah.
Seriously?
That's right.
And my daddy called them tenders.
I call them ground peas.
Yeah,
yeah. See, that's Brother Bay. He's about 100 years old.
Wow.
What other elder feather used to grow there, man? Shufa was making out of the ground, too.
Yeah.
Shufa? What's that?
Shufa.
Some sort of nut.
Keep hogs fat. We planted something back in here once. About 10 acres.
They taste anything like peanuts?
They taste good. Tastes good, but you gotta wash them off.
They look like a peanut?
Just a little old round.
Look like a little small coconut.
That's right.
And you break the husk off of them?
Just wash them off and throw them in your mouth.
Wash them off and chew them up. They're good too.
Oh, yeah. What kind of grass,
right? Yeah, it looks like a nut grass.
The top of it looked like nut grass. Plenty of it back out here.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy what his father? Like, if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose, then you'd say the boy his father.
Yeah, but tell you this father?
Yeah.
Just like it.
Like if you put them both together, you'd say they sure do.
Favor.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
But then if a boy acts like his father, what would you say?
They say he's just like his daddy.
Do you have a name for a woman who helps at childbirth, but she's not a nurse, she just kind of helps?
Who would that be? There'd be so many of them around here.
Would you call
her
aid?
You know,
an aid, yeah. She comes in, she gives you, and she just helps, but she's just a nurse. She's not a nurse, but she just, I guess she just does it before, she does it before and she just helps.
Yeah, what do we call them around here, man?
What do we call them?
You're talking about a granny. That's what you're talking
granny.
About?
Granny. That's right, granny.
Yeah, that's the way back folks going.
Oh, now this is good. If a city person comes to the country, what would a country person call him behind his back?
I call him a city slicker.
But then if it was turned around, if the country person went to town, what would the city person call him?
Oh, country guy, he don't know nothing. That's exactly what he said. So he don't know, he don't know nothing.
They find out.
Have you ever heard...
City people do.
Have you ever heard him call, like, redneck or cracker or hillbilly or anything like that?
Oh, yes, sir. He'll play that.
They call him all that stuff.
Oh, he'll know all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. If you had a fishing rod, or like any man had a fishing rod, he liked it a whole lot, and like somebody broke it, or this little boy broke it, just by being careless, you'd say the man would tend to get awfully at his son. You know, he'd get sort of, he just broke his best fishing rod, and he'd get sort of
angry about it.
Yeah.
That's a good word for it.
Aggravated?
Gets kind of angry about it.
Angry. If you've been working all day long and you're just really tired, like you finally come home, you say to your wife, maybe say, I'm really, what would you say?
I'm really tired.
Yeah. Do you ever say anything that's tired? Just.
No, I didn't know that about tired till I got to 66. I didn't hear other people talk about it, but I never was tired till I was
66. Oh.
Never was tired till I was 66.
I don't know, maybe. Find out I'm not tired.
Well, I hear people say it's tired. I say, oh, God, he just don't want to wait in that nigga.
Just,
that's what I would say.